Journal this. I see beauty everywhere because beauty is dynamic. Hey guys, Anne-Marie here. What does this mean? Beauty is dynamic. Well, first of all, I want to say when it comes to seeing beauty, I think, in my opinion, beauty is anything and everything that makes you feel lit up when you look at it or when you feel it, maybe even when you hear it. I think about things like music that just completely elevates my energy, completely shifts my space into this like tangible feel up from any heaviness I've had before and completely shifts it into lightness. And I think that's beauty to me. Beauty is having this shift when you see someone wearing their favorite pair of shoes, or you look at yourself in the mirror and you feel everything that you know is so true about you. Everything you know is so within you that sometimes we have all of this other narrative clouding our sense of like what beauty is, whether that's in, I think, our clothing, of what we wear, maybe it's our body type, maybe it's genetically our makeup, maybe there's something find the blemishes and imperfections of ourselves or our style, and we see these little slices of doubt and lack of confidence. And so beauty to me is when we, you know, can separate all that noise away from ourselves and really see our truth and really see, like, wow, you know, these little pieces, you know, whether it's, again, that favorite pair of shoes you like to wear, or that maybe it's a shade of lipstick that's totally yours, a pair of earrings, or just something that makes you feel so lit up. And if that comes also from a source of, oh, every time I, you know, listen to this song, like, I just feel it in my whole body, how amazing I am, or it's a meme or an image that, you know, every time you look at it, you're just like, wow, like, this is so cool, and I'm completely shifted into this whole space. That to me is beauty. And beauty is dynamic because beauty changes, it grows, it's our perspective evolves and shifts and shapes. And I want to get more into that. What does that mean? What does that look like? So I want to tell you a story about how a couple years ago I was 177 pounds, the heaviest I'd ever been, and I loved my body. I loved every single second ounce and pound and view of me. I really truly loved myself. I thought I was sexy. I thought I was voluptuous. I thought I was so cool. One day though, and I was in the Philippines, we went on some hikes, and I realized I couldn't breathe on these hikes. I was so tired all the time, and I started thinking, like, okay, well, what am I eating, and what is my body feeling in this moment? And I realized, I'm like, okay, I need to go and do a shift here. I need to get some help. I worked with a great fitness coach, Zach from DIY Body, and I started my journey to transform my life. And what was really, really interesting was, like, leading up before making that decision, I had all these beliefs come in about my body, about beauty, because here I was, this amazing advocate for, like, I love myself, I love my body, I'm so cool. So this choice I found myself making to choose to change my body, even though I was like, yeah, this is for the better because I can't breathe, and I have, like, no energy, and yeah, like, I love my body now, but yeah, I want to experience the physique of someone with abs or you know, has definition, and you know, and it was so interesting to watch myself go into a shame cycle, because I thought, like, well, I'm betraying myself then, I'm betraying everything I've said if I'm not choosing to stay to this one form of beauty that I said I'm so proud of. I mean, how mind-blowing is that, right? Just this belief, right? This belief that is positive, but had some negative repercussions and holding me back. This belief that said, I am beautiful, I am amazing just the way I am, but I have to shame myself because I want to change. Like, whoa, that was such a belief I had to, like, pull apart and understand and really, like, work through and go, okay, so it doesn't mean that I don't honor myself and that I don't love my body and that I don't think I'm beautiful. if I want to change how I perceive myself, how my body feels physically, because I can't breathe and I have no energy. And yeah, maybe I want to experience a whole other physique. I was really happy with the 177 pounds. I had like great chest, a great butt, you know, all these things. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally afraid to be losing that. And at the time I was seeing someone, I was like, oh my God, what is this person gonna think? And it was just all around this idea of beauty being stagnant, beauty being this thing where it's like, here, once you have this confidence in beauty in this form, that I had to have this fighting gun sort of power behind me saying, well, then I'm not gonna change it. And it took me a while to realize that no, beauty is dynamic. That means it's changing, that perspective is changing, and I'm changing. And when I give myself permission to see that beauty is dynamic, so that means if today I'm currently at 150 pounds, I've done like an amazing work to change my health and my body to become someone that has energy, that doesn't have trouble breathing when she goes out for a hike or a walk, right? And I'm just gonna even roll the camera down if I remember how to work it, but like I love my physique. Like I got like abs. I'm super happy with the way I look. I am in my mind already too. Like I know I'm like, yeah, I want to experience maybe the physique of someone as I work towards other goals. At one point I wanted to be like, okay, let's see what 137 pounds looks like. What's amazing though is like I'm not beating myself up for one, even conceiving that that's a desire that I want. Two, the fact that maybe I'm not there yet. And three, allowing myself to be flexible and allowing myself to love my body and love me and love my beauty, whatever it is showing up as in this moment. Because beauty is dynamic, which means we can love ourselves for our moment now and love ourselves for our growth. Like, how powerful is that? How much more freedom, how much more ease, how much more like loving lightness do you feel in your body when you can look at it from that perspective of, I love my body, I love beauty because it is dynamic, it is changing as I'm changing, my perspective is growing. So wherever we find our loves right now, like, I mean, how many times have you listened to a song, right? A song that you're just like, I love this song, I'm gonna listen to it on repeat all the time. And after a certain point, you realize, okay, I've listened to this for a while, it's time to choose a different song. And when you've chosen that different song, you fall right back in love with that. And every time you hear that old song, you have these memories come back like, wow, what an amazing time that time I was so in love with the song was, because I just got to experience like this amazing time always listening to that song. We have almost like this memory DNA that we attach to different areas. So whether that's a memory DNA being attached to a song that makes us feel beautiful or sees beauty in the song or an image, or like I said, our own bodies, right? Like, wow. It's such a journey then when we go through those phases of elevating ourselves to try, you know, I want to try a different song now, or I just want to do something better for my body. Allowing ourselves to experience all those phases is such a beautiful experience and so healthy for us, so changing. I also just want to go dive in deeper into, you know, those changes that I experienced on that journey from going from 177 pounds to 150. So a lot of, I think what people don't know about that process is there's in easy terms, there's a bulking and a cutting phase. And what that means is I would eat and do workouts that were specifically to either building more muscle, which meant building weight and body mass, right? To another phase of cutting, and which means toning and losing weight. And so what was so interesting about that process for me was like how amazing I could fall back in love with myself, in love with my beauty, my body, when I would be in the bulking phase and seeing like yeah, okay. So I think the heaviest I had seen myself get to was maybe 165. And I remember the first time I was like, wow, what is this? Like, because I at one point I remember hitting, I think I was as low as probably at the time, like somewhere in the 150s. And so when I got to like back up to the 160, I was like, oh God, like, is this what's supposed to happen? And, you know, like, this feels weird. And so what was amazing was being able to talk to my coach and being able to also learn, you know, and see too that like at 164 pounds, I still had a physique and definition that I never had before at 177, or what the last time I was at 164, because I was doing the training and the nutrition that was complementing that lifestyle, so that when I did cut and was able to get around to 150, my body was so well trained for that. Another way I can explain this is, what I find like really amazing when I think it's important, like I don't have any fear of the scale of the tape measurements or photos. I think they're all like super great. I think because I have that perspective downloaded in my mind that beauty is dynamic, and when it comes to my body is dynamic, so I'm giving it permission all the time to change and grow as it needs to. And one of the things I found so cool is I was doing measurements and I realized like my waist is the exact same size it was when I was tree planting and I was 130 pounds. But here I was at 155 pounds at the time and I had the same waist size as 130 pounds. I was like, whoa, okay, so what's happening here? And I'm like, well, because of nutrition and training, I have muscle mass. So the weight's there, right? So I have like an extra 20, 25 pounds. But because of that training and everything, my physique itself is shaped in a very healthy way because of that training, which is a different way, a different body style, body type, compared to the work and training and nutrition I had when I was tree planting. And so I think it's one thing I find as it comes up on social media, especially for celebrities or, you know, all the time, like especially for women, when we see, you know, an incredible, admirable celebrity go from, you know, being a mother to gaining weight and then losing it, or sometimes I think we see, you know, celebrities that when they first kind of got quote unquote big, they were heavier, and then they make the choice to lose weight, and we have this like ridiculous narrative we put on them too, saying like, oh my gosh, like we should totally shame you because here you were before like advocating you love yourself and your body, and now you're completely changing your whole physique, like how dare you. And I'm just like, what, where is this shaming and blaming coming from? How are we not celebrating that for whatever choices, whatever, like I don't care what it is, I don't care if it's because like you it was health wise and you're like, hey, I'm not feeling good, I have no energy, I need to change this, or you're just like, hey, I just want to experience a different physique, and you make that choice to be like, okay, here I go, I'm going to make those changes, and we or them come in and say like there has to be this shame around that, like, let's break that, like cut, no. How dare we? How better is it to elevate each other and to celebrate each other and be like, wow, you know, I'm happy for you and your transformation, whatever the reasons are, because go you. It is not an easy journey to make those transformations, especially when it comes to your body, guys, because it's not just at the physical level of how much work is required to do that type of transformation. It's also the psychological BS we have to go through, like going through like, okay, we got to cut the shame and the blame and the things telling us that we're supposed to stick to this one stagnant idea of beauty. So I want to ask you guys, journal this, what freedom, what perspective opens up for you? What changes and feelings can you experience and do you experience when you feel into the belief that beauty is dynamic? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. How is that changing your perspective already? You just see like beauty isn't some idea that is like, this is the set parameters of what it looks like, and this is what it has to follow, and the category it always has to be in. What happens when we take that and it changes to beauty is dynamic, so it is evolving, it is growing, it is shifting, and it is changing? How does that change your perspective and the way you feel about, one, your body, two, anything that you find in beauty right now, whether it's in another person, whether it's in your favorite song, whether it's in a meme or an image, something that, you know, really speaks to you. What does that give to that? What meaning does it allow to be poured in there? Does it feel like almost more meaningful because you recognize that this is an image in all cases, right? A feeling in all cases that is so precious to this moment, because in this moment alone, the amount of beauty that you feel towards this, towards your body, towards your, to an art piece or a song, is so powerful at this moment, and will shift and grow and change. And it can exponentially increase, because as time goes on, we inject more meaning and more energy into those pieces, right? Again, just using body as that example, as our body changes and grows, we become so much more in love with ourselves as we watch those changes. So how do we become liberated by that? So just a quick recap, you guys. When you journal tonight, ask yourself, what does beauty being dynamic mean to me? What are some experiences or situations or memories I have when I witness beauty as something dynamic? Awesome, I hope you guys love this video. I've been so excited to share this type of content with you. If you haven't already, go to beliefbreakers.com and get your free copy of Expert's Guide to Therapeutic Journaling. I think you guys will love it. It has a lot of amazing resources packed in there to transform your mental health and to elevate your spirituality and confidence. It is such a great form of resource. And if you are a fellow creative like myself who has a passion for visual arts, for storytelling, for anything creative, I'm talking about like everyone from you are a jewelry maker or you do analog type of art, from paintings and illustration to photography to graphic design to animation to video editing, games design, everything, all of that. Like, that is like, I love you guys, because like I'm with you there. If that is something that totally sparks your light and you want to learn more on how you can turn your personal social media into a store, you guys need to keep following me, because I have something so exciting coming for you guys soon, okay? I can't wait to share more on when that launches. So thank you for watching. I will talk to you tomorrow. Mwah.